Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson is taking 4 months off politics to be treated for breast cancer. She announced yesterday she had been diagnosed with early stage cancer about a month ago, but kept it quiet while focusing on parliamentary work, including her State of the Planet speech, the Select Committee on the Fast Track Bill, and the budget response. She will stop work at the Matariki holiday and is scheduled to have a partial mastectomy in the first week of July. She will then take leave from Parliament to recover from surgery and begin further treatment. She asked Green Party members to vote at their upcoming annual meeting for her to continue as co-leader. She also praised cancer screening programs and urged Wahine to book their mammograms. Political commentator Shane Tupou says positive polling means Labour leader Chris Hipkins is unlikely to be challenged for his position before the next election. The latest Taxpayers Union career poll put Mr. Hipkins ahead of Prime Minister Christopher Luxon in the favourability stakes. Mr. Tupou says while some commentators are talking up Kieran McNulty and even Willie Jackson as possible contenders, the Remutaka MP seems safe for now.
The polls are heading in the right direction. So, yeah, I think he's got some momentum, but I think the polls are heading in the right direction for Labour because people are saying there's other lot, promised a lot, and aren't delivering it. And what you've got to do is you've got to show as a leader of the opposition is how you can lead, why you can lead, and it's not just simply leading it to the economic cycle.
Shane Tupou. Māori tourism operators and many of their international Indigenous counterparts have gathered in Taupō for the first New Zealand Māori tourism hui since 2018. Chair Dale Stevens says it's great to reconnect after struggling through COVID shutdown and then trying to rebuild businesses. He says what's changed is a greater appetite from visitors for interactive and genuine cultural experiences.
Tourists nowadays, to leave home and go to foreign countries, they don't just want to be entertained. They want to be immersed, they want to understand, and the more they understand of the local Indigenous culture, the more of a holistic feel they get for the country and the more of an affinity they develop.
Dale Stevens says envirocultural tourism is booming in the regions and his organisation is keen to help smaller operators navigate government support and funding. Ngāti Kahungunu Chair Baden Barber says the first Toitū Te Reo conference in August will be a chance to celebrate the language and embrace the language. The two-day festival in Heretaunga will run alongside the iwi's popular language symposium. He says it's a partnership between the iwi and the local council.
We'll be cordoning off half of the CBD. All of those areas will be inundated with people that either fluent or love the reo or want to learn the reo. Our tamariki, our mokapuna, those that are experts.
Baden Barber says he wants an event that will be internationally significant. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūroa.